care to explain to me what's going on here? Did I catch you being unfaithful, or was that something completely unrelated? Here to make excuses, or what? You know that look in your eyes, that slight defiance, reminds me of myself, and I don't mind that. I don't mind it a bit. In fact, I like that on you. That's what's attractive about you. One of the many reasons why you're mine. But that also includes, baby, that toxic side we have. I won't let you be with anyone else. I'll burn him like that. Okay, I'll admit it. Maybe I jumped to conclusions about that. Maybe I'm shoving my own insecurities onto you. And then are you gonna tell me why you haven't been near me lately? You've been avoiding me like the plague, like there's something wrong with me. Don't tell me you got a conscience now, that I'm too villainous for you, too far gone for you. Is that it? Or is it just something else? You're gonna tell me, or are you just gonna keep staring like that? Because if you keep staring like that, I might get impatient, and I might just do something. Wouldn't you like to know? Egging me on, not your best move in this situation, is it? But I don't blame you either. I mean, come on. After all this, after that tension, that love, and that hate, that slam against the wall, smack across the face kind of energy that we have. The way that we're like animals. We love each other, but we hate each other in the most primal ways, huh? Is that why we're always pushing each other around? Why I'm always holding you so desperately, but sometimes you get away from me? Little mouse. You can get away, but this game of cat and mouse ain't over. And I'll tell you what, a cat that can use fire is a little stronger than a normal one, don't you think? I may be half burnt, but who gives a fuck? If that's how it is, that's just how it needs to be. Look at me. Don't you look away. I'm toxic for you, I get it. I'm completely deranged and completely unhinged. Definitely not afraid to burn someone alive, and yet here we are. You still look at me with those eyes that tell me you want me. Then why did you run away? Why'd I have to find you here? Huh? This place of all things. At first, I did jump to the conclusion, and I'll admit it's my bad. I thought maybe you had eyes for someone else. You were gonna leave me, so I was gonna give you, you know, a little going-away present. Maybe burn everything to the ground. Everything we ever stood for. I never said I was a good boyfriend. Never said I was a good person. I'm different this time. Different from how I used to be. You could say I went back to my roots and I got used to how I am. I got used to all that toxic behavior that I was taught. And maybe I got sick of it in the past. Maybe I just went unhinged because I thought I was gonna lose you. Wouldn't you like to know? If you want to know that, you're gonna have to, you know, do the usual jumping through hoops for me. Come back with me, babe. Prove yourself. And I'll prove myself too. That I'm not all toxic. That for all the bad traits and things that you've forgiven about me, that I've been paying attention to all that. Now there's a lot of things that I still want to get better at, you know? And I'm not just the villain, not some two-toned slob that only cares about hurting people or something stupid like that. Sure, I have some people I want to hurt still. Sure, I feel a lot different than I normally do, but what's wrong with that? I feel like my eyes are open, babe. And you? You opened them for me. Even if it was clawing at my eyes. That didn't. No, I think you were clawing at my back, actually. What was it you were saying at that time? I wonder. Oh, right. Wasn't it crying out my name in the worst way possible? You were begging for me. You needed me. But you also hated me. And that's the beauty of what we got going on here, honey. We've got something good, and we can finally see it. That light at the end of the tunnel isn't the end. But that dimly burning cinders of all those people who get in our way. Yeah, maybe I'm part of the LOV or whatever. Don't really care about that right now. It's not what defines me, even if I have people I care about or a place that I want to protect. Oh, look at me. I'm basically hero material, babe. You know, I had to hesitate for a moment. Really look back. Not in the mirror, thank God, but I have a lot of things. Not gonna say sorry for it. Not a single one of the things. Do I feel like I need to? Oops. If they were weaker, then I stepped all over them. That's just how it is when you're in the slums with nothing left. You know that. I know that. We know that. Babe, you've been with me for a long time. We survived because of each other back then. Sure, there's that bird brain too. I'll give him credit. He helped a bit. Showed me that messed up place. So I could get more messed up. And then when I was so messed up, I was strong enough to make a difference in things. But if you think I can just say goodbye at any point, you never knew me even once. Yeah. That's how it is, isn't it? That toxic back and forth. We never were meshing as couples do, no. It wouldn't be us, babe, if we weren't at each other's throats all the time. Finding things to complain about. Ripping into each other like we're fragile, but we're not. Staring. Yelling matches. Everything happens with us. We basically speedrun life. And I, for one, am kind of proud of it. Because think about it. If we didn't do that, would it really have mattered? Would it have really been worth it in the end? To end up here, still at each other's throats, still alive. After everything, I think I've come to appreciate it. That toxic side to you. The toxic side I struggle with, and the things we've done that we can't take back. Those scars on our heart just look as badass as the scars on our skin. And baby, you're so, so good at this. Making new scars, watching them heal up. The madness of biting into someone's shoulder and you rip off a piece of skin. That's something I've only ever had with you. I know it's the only thing you could ever get from me. Face it. You and I are made for each other. And a moment away feels like an eternity. And you knew that. You knew that, so you held it against me, hiding away. Thinking I'd go insane, finally snap like a fucking twig, huh? I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. Instead, I think I'll just snap on you instead. You know, we're not just toxic traits either. I do love you, as much as I understand love anyways. It's a nuanced word that's twisted in a million different ways and weaponized by God knows how many people. And I feel it. It's terrible. It's a shitty word. But why? What makes it like that, do you think? What makes it the worst word and the best word for us? Isn't it obvious? Because you hate it. You hate that word, don't you? And all the times people used it against you, too. You know how many times someone said they loved me, only to watch me burn? Just one, but who's counting? Now, babe, we could do this a million different ways, and you can keep on running, avoiding me, but we both know how this ends. We either go up in flames and watch our cinders rise to the heavens, or keep on burning in hell. It's romantic, ain't it? The way that we just keep going. The way that we never stop burning. That passion that just keeps on going on. I know you can see it. And that's the best part. I've got you pinned. And I figured it out. I figured you out. You can say that. But do you really mean those words? When you say we're through, can you really take it? Kidding. I just am too weak at the end of the day to ever accept that we could be through. And you didn't turn away from me yet, right? Come on, babe. Let's go home. Don't give me that. I mean what I said, you know. I'm not just for show, and you know that. So don't make me have to... Don't you dare make me cry. You know what that does to me? Don't do it. Come on, just come with me already. Is it that hard to understand? I'm desperate for you, please. Please, baby. I can't live without you. You know, the pain just keeps getting worse, but you help me feel like I'm not alone in that mess of a world that... Guess I really got soft after all this, didn't I? I promised I never would, but you've got a point there. I did get soft. Somewhere in this mess, I realized it, but I didn't want to admit it. I just kept on looking at it in disbelief. But I'm not that weak either. This isn't over. Babe. Babe, don't you look away. I mean it. I want to soak in as much of that gorgeous face as I can. I love you. More than I've ever loved anything. More than I knew that word could mean to me. And I hate that word. So you should take that as a good sign. With the prospects of the only person I could ever see getting out of this hellhole with is you. Anyone else is just an extra. Someone like firewood to burn to keep warm. Whereas you, you're more like the winter. You're the cold, unforgiving ice that freezes my burning heart. And it's that contrast, that messed up, toxic to each other relationship that makes me come down to earth. And that's kind of where I want to be. Kind of where I love to be, kind of where I hate to be. I can't pick it out. What about you? What am I to you? Am I just some hot stuff to enjoy now? Toss away tomorrow? Who knows how long it is? How long we've got, the fuse is always burning, you know? That's why, for the time I'm here, I've decided you're mine. No take backs. Don't look at me like that. You know it was gonna be this way, right? That's who you got involved with. That's the villain that was always looking back at you. Labels are stupid, aren't they? What makes me a villain and Almighty a good guy when we both have our faults? So what if All Might wouldn't burn someone, gets on his nerve? That's only because he couldn't. Guarantee if that piece of work had a fire quirk, he wouldn't be so gentle with it. He couldn't be. That's not how it works. You. You're one to talk. Or was that crime in the news not you? Dying of frostbite? Sounds like something along the lines of you. Unless you're saying you've got a different quirk now. I'll trust you. But let's not keep secrets. And besides, if it was you, he definitely deserved it. Why? Can't believe that I'd support you in that. You know by now, babe. It doesn't matter what kind of messed up things you're involved in. That's just part of the bill. Don't you get it? We all got a few screws loose here. But you and I, we help each other to keep in one piece. Lost screws don't always mean that it's over. They mean it's a new beginning. And then some. See, you're, to me, that fire extinguisher in my heart. You keep me from losing that last shred of sanity. And that's why I love you, but that's why I hate you. Because part of me wants to lose it. And cook some bastards the way they deserve to be. Grilled a little too charred. Even then, if I went that far, would there be anything left of me? That's always been your concern. Not for the people I would harm in the mess, but because you were always thinking of me. That feels good. To have someone who genuinely cares about a crazy like me. That's why I try and spoil you. Give you the absolute best this toxic excuse for a boyfriend can do. And shh, not that. That's not what I want you to say. Say thank you. And I'll thank you too. Endlessly, but there's a better way. Without any words, right? Better way to say all this. A better way to taste your lips and feel that sincerity dancing on your tongue. You know, it's crazy. Never thought I'd hold someone the way I hold you. Never thought I'd even want to. But life is crazy that way, ain't it? It grabs you by the neck and wrings you until you can barely see straight. And then when it's done with you, you're standing there, holding someone else's neck. Lovingly. As lovingly as death itself. And that's the perfect way to describe us, ain't it? You complete me in a way I could only ever fail with you, so... Don't ever leave me. Or I might go off several deep ends. Shh, not like that. That's not how you say it. It's two words, baby. I know you can say it. Come on, come on. Ha! That's it! That's what I was looking to hear. I know you wouldn't cheat on me. I knew from the start. I just wanted to get under your skin. For you playing cat and mouse all the time, avoiding me like the plague. That pissed me off a little. So you'll forgive me if I'm a little rough on you today, won't you? Shh, it's not like that. I wouldn't use the powers that way. Quirks, whatever you want to call it. Right now, it's just about taste and touch. And ignore those hands around your neck. I won't choke you. I'll just hold you. Stare into your eyes. You know why? A stupid reason, but before I got messed up in the head, there was someone like you. Nowhere near as good as you. But I thought of it. Maybe being all messed up in the head taught me something after all. That as much as I could hold back. That's never quite fun enough for us, is it? You like that? You knew I wasn't gonna go soft on you, right? It wouldn't be love between us if I did. Gotta go crazy to the point where we don't even know where we are anymore. Don't you think? That's the thrill of it. That gamble with everything on the line. But even though I talk big talk, I do enjoy holding you like this. It makes me feel alive. With that said, I like holding you right here. Holding you in a sense where you couldn't get away, where you're completely at my mercy. Go figure. Guess that messed up head of mine still has to work on a few screws loose to tighten up, but might as well do that right now. Shh. That's it. You're so good at this. You're so honest. And to a certain extent, for all of those you've taken away from this world, you at least seem to have some sort of innocence in those eyes, mixed with that twisted darkness, huh? That's why you're just like me. We both still have that self from before everything, don't we? And if that ain't the best part, then I don't know what is. You're mine. Don't you go forgetting it. And if you happen to, no offense, but I'll remind you, alright? I'll remind you the same way I have a million times in the past, by taking you and making you mine. I'll always show you why you stayed with me all these years. I'll show you that it's more than just the physical, more than the toxic, more than the whatever you want to call the rest of it. That's because this is exactly where you want to be. Don't look at me like that. What? Just spit it out if you're gonna say something. Huh? Now I'm offended. You really went there? Now you're asking for it, huh? You must be tempting me, 'cause you think I won't, huh? Going too far is kind of my signature, babe. So, I suggest you bite your lip or grit your teeth, 'cause this is gonna be a wild ride. Okay? I like that attitude. But the insulting, what I did, wasn't a good look, baby. I think you just wanted me to go harder, huh? Are my hands your favorite necklace, huh? You slutty bastard. That look when you can't breathe, it just gets me in a way. You see how hard my cock is from that? And to think we were just grinding before, but now you're gasping. Gasping for air, huh? But I can't be all rough with you. Gotta make sure you're taken care of, right? Don't look so happy after being half choked. Actually, it suits you. Now, on your fucking knees. You're going to suck my cock. Actually, more accurately, you're going to worship my cock now, okay? Now, if you can't breathe, too bad, because you like sucking it so goddamn bad, don't you? You love this fucking cock because you love me. Face it. This big, fat, juicy cock is gonna disappear in the back of that throat of yours. Okay? You understood, yeah. So, how about you be a good boy for once? As if you ain't got a good bone in your body, do you? That's what makes it more satisfying, shoving it down into your throat like that, where you can't breathe, and you're hiccuping from all that saliva just shoved down there from my cock. You love deep throating, you always pride yourself on it. So, how does it feel to take all my meat, baby? Huh? Huh? Oh, you need a breath, do you? Is that why your arms are flailing? Oh. Well, ain't that too bad. I'm half kidding, I can't have you passing out on me. Hey, you okay? Was I too rough or not rough enough? You never really are good at saying how you feel. Instead, you just look at me with those eyes, bratty as hell, and expect me to interpret it. Just don't be surprised if I go too far, because at this point, baby, I may be the most toxic man in the world, but at least I've got taste, you know? I like seeing your head bobbing back and forth on my cock like that. Yeah, lick my balls while you're at it, since you're already choking on that much of it. Oh, you feel so good getting face fucked, huh? Is that why your hands aren't struggling to get my cock out of your mouth? No, they're reaching for another place, huh? Does it feel so good getting face fucked, huh, baby? You're just that slutty, huh? Good boy. Fuck if you're not the best at dick sucking in the world. And I love it. Get used to it. Get addicted like that, yeah? Those fingers already reaching for that cock so desperately. Baby. Don't you stop. Don't you fucking dare stop. Don't you dare stop. Take it, babe. Take it like your life depends on it. You feel that? Yeah. Yeah, that's hot. Oh, you look so fucking sexy choking her. Shh, don't talk with your mouth full, baby. Shh, none of that. None of fucking that. Yeah. You like when I grab the back of your head and just shove you down on it like that? Feels good, don't it? Huh? Does it? Or are you just hanging on by a thread? Oh, yeah. Get fucked, baby. Get fucked. I'm gonna come down your throat. Gotta come fucking buckets down that throat. Yeah? You gonna taste me, baby? Yeah? Take it all. Take it. You like that? Oh, you like that? Then hold it in. Hold it in. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. You take it so fucking handsome. But I wasn't gonna make it all about me, now. What kind of boyfriend would I be if I didn't make you cry from devouring that fucking cock? Shh, up you go. Wouldn't be fun if you didn't have a front row seat to looking down and seeing your man buried in that crotch. Look at me, baby. Fingers can't get you off like my tongue. Let me guess. It feels so good, it's scary. That's right. And a finger in your fucking mouth so you can't hold back those moans. How about that? Make a nice sound for me, baby. Suck that fucking finger, baby. All right, keep going here. Let me hear it, baby. How good you feel? Give it to me. Give it to me. Don't you fucking dare hold back. Give it to me. Give it to me. Come in my mouth then. Don't be shy. Fuck. That hot and steamy place really needs something, don't it? Yeah, I don't hear you begging enough, bitch. You're my bitch right now, I'll tell you what. Don't get testy about the labels. You know I love you, so it's all okay, right? Glaring at me like that just makes me want you more. That bratty fucking side. God, if I ain't the best brat tamer in the business, then I don't know who the fuck is. Because all of them would be dead. I'll kill them if they're better than me. Cause fuck that. Oh, that's it, baby. You like those burning hot fingers? Yeah, inside you. I love the way when I spank your ass has just a slight amount of gift to it. Like it wants me. Like when I leave those slight burn marks on you, that you like the scars afterward. When I lick the scars off you. Ah, that's when it gets good, right? Hands against the fucking wall, baby. Shh, I don't want to hear it. If it's just a little burning hot, that's just what you signed up for, ain't it? So look at me, baby. Yeah, look back like this, yeah. How does it feel to be completely enveloped by your man? Not knowing when I'll shove my cock inside you. Never knowing when... Ah, too late. And your breathless gasp, huh? Yeah. How's a finger in your mouth feel? My other one. Wrapped around your neck, huh? Suck my fucking finger, baby, or I won't give you that friction you deserve. You're so full of it, ain't you? Still trying to act tough, huh? It wouldn't be fun if you didn't do that much, huh? Huh? Yeah? You want her harder? That's just like you. Always harder. But then when I give it to you nice and soft, you look at me in that way of shock and terror that just gets me going, you know? Nice and slow and deep. And then when I finally give it to you really fucking deep, really fucking hard, you don't know how to react anymore. You just look at me in disbelief. That's the best kind of flavor that I like to season this kind of fuck with. Yeah, yeah, you're such a good fuck, baby. And that's why we're toxic. We fuck like animals, but we don't care about the consequences. I don't care how many times I shoot my fucking load inside you. I'll never get tired of it. I'll never get tired of you or that whimpering muffled by my hand around your neck. One choking you, and the other one you're choking on, drooling spit all over my fucking finger. Yeah, those moans barely escaping because you're barely getting air. That's it, baby. That's what we are. That's what we are, baby. That's what we fucking are. As you fucking deserve. As you deserve, baby. Harder? Harder? That's what you want? That's what you want? Yeah? 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 Cry for me. Cry for me. Yeah, cry for me, baby. Cry for me. 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 Bringing out my pulse as you should, as is your duty, just like it's my duty to fill you with my fucking seed. Yeah, wasn't kidding about the animal allegations. You see, me and you, we are just that, fucking animals, and we fuck like animals too, so ain't it just quaint like that? Don't you just love the afterglow, the aftermath of all the things I do to you, the way I mess up your body in the way that nobody can? Ah, those burn marks around your neck, baby. Is it burn or bruises this time? Guess we'll find out, huh? Either way, you can soothe them, or I will. And even still, you look so satisfied. So unbelievably fucking satisfied. You're just like me, addicted to it. You're addicted to this toxic ass relationship that neither of us will ever get out of. But I think that I've improved since the days when things weren't so crazy. Now they were more crazy. Now, it's just me and you against the world. The LOV doesn't have our backs anymore. So it's just a messy surprise when it all falls down. Doesn't matter what banner we go under. I'll never get tired of you. I'll never let anyone touch you, because anyone who touches my boy dies, burns to death, nice and slow cooked, if you know what I mean. No. Protective, maybe. Possessive, definitely. Toxic, only for you, baby. Only for you. If kissing burn marks I made on you and holding you this tight is wrong, then I don't wanna be right. Fuck being right. That's not who I am now. That's right, you get it? That's not what we ever stood for, right? You and I are better than that. And you're one hell of a drug that I can't get away from, baby. I never want anything better because it doesn't fucking exist.